From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news for the headlines. President upbeat economic policies will benefit businesses. ION exports sugar palm body seek to boost cultivation. Now the news in details. President Joko Widodo said he is optimistic that the economic policy rolled out by the government amid the pandemic will have a positive impact on and incentivize business persons in the country. The president said that entrepreneurs as well as domestic and international businessmen will feel the positive effect of the various potentials and incentive from the economic policies issued by Indonesia during the pandemic. In an extraordinary way, they have been fixing existing regulation, fixing existing bureaucracy in order to move quickly to pass the difficult times so that they are ready to open the widest possible door for businessmen and investors in new ways. The Ministry of Agriculture and the Indonesian Sugar Palm Association, AAI, have formulated strategic steps to raise the cultivation of sugar palm, both to increase production as well as export. During a meeting with Minister of Agriculture Syahrul Yasin Limpo, AAI Chairman Joko Widodo revealed that the current state of sugar palm cultivation in the country is rather worrying, despite the fact that growing sugar palm entails added value for the community, especially for farmers. The Minister of Agriculture has given directive and is ready to formulate future programs so that the sugar palm sector can rise and develop. Sugar palm has a production function that generates various agribusiness commodities for food and non-food products, as well as for domestic and export consumer needs. The Indonesian Chambers of Commerce and Industry Kadin support the cooperation between Indonesia and U.S. to develop trade other than through the facility of reducing import duties or the Generalized System of Preferences or GSP. Deputy Chairman of Kadin for International Relations, Sintawe Kamdani, stressed on the need for Indonesia and the U.S. developing other ways to create trade preferences scheme that have a higher and more permanent level of certainty for Indonesian business sectors, including through the discussion of a limited trade agreement or limited trade deal. The limited trade agreement will offer special facilities for Indonesia's superior products and boost export potential, particularly in establishing a supply chain between Indonesia and the U.S. A total of 5,719 tourists paid a visit to the Komodo Island between August and October this year, and the number of visitors has now begun to increase, according to the Komodo National Park records. The head of Komodo National Park, Lukita Awang Nistantiara, on Thursday, that usually every day an average of 400 people visit Komodo Island, but due to COVID-19, the area had been closed. He said he hopes that starting January 2021, tourist visit to the island will return to normal. Furthermore, the Indonesian government has prepared health, safety and security protocols for Labuan Bajo to set tourists visiting the area at ease. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Let's move on to the international news. President Xi Jinping hailed China as the pivot point for global free trade Thursday, vowing to keep its supersized economy open for business and warning against protectionism as the world battles the COVID-19 pandemic. Xi was speaking at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation APEC Forum held online this year, because of the pandemic, which brings together 21 Pacific Rim countries, accounting for about 60% of global GDP. In a speech that veered into triumphalisms over China's economic resilience and vitality in bouncing back from the virus, which first emerged in the central city of Wuhan, Xi warned countries who insist on trade barriers would suffer self-inflicted wounds. Vietnam has threatened to shut down Facebook in the country if it does not bow to government pressure to censor more local political content on its platform, a senior official at the U.S. social media giant told Reuters. The official said the threats include shutting down Facebook. Facebook complied with the government request in April to significantly increase its censorship of an anti-state post for local users, but Vietnam asked the company again in August to step up its restriction of critical posts. The official said the threats included shutting down Facebook altogether in Vietnam, a major market for the social media company where it earns revenue of nearly $1 billion. Facebook has faced mounting pressures from governments over its content policies, including threats of new regulation and fines, but it has avoided a ban in all but the few places where it has never been allowed to operate, such as China. The number of patients hospitalized with COVID-19 in the United States has jumped nearly 50% in the last 2 weeks, forcing states to impose new restrictions to curb the alarming viral spread as Americans face a potentially grim winter and holiday season. Nearly 79,000 people were being treated for the disease in hospital across the country on Thursday, a Reuters study showed, the most at any time during the pandemic. The country has been recording 161,607 new cases daily on a 7-day rolling average as of Wednesday. The acceleration has forced a spate of new school and business closings to slow community spread, upending lives of Americans once again. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening. Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary for today entitling 2020 APEC meeting and the world economy in the pandemic era. The Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum, or APEC meeting, was officially opened virtually in Malaysia today. Previously, there were several meetings and statements of APEC leaders regarding the global economic condition due to the pandemic that has hit the world for several months. A joint statement by APEC ministers on Monday outlined the need for free, fair, and non-discriminatory trade practices to promote economic recovery from the pandemic and structural reforms to promotion of sustainable and inclusive growth. On Thursday afternoon, before APEC officially opened, Chinese President Xi Jinping declared that the future of the world economy would be in China. However, the Chinese leaders did not discuss too deeply the conditions of his country's continuing trade war with the USA. Meanwhile, Indonesian President Joko Widodo introduced the Omnibus Law as a legal product that will facilitate the investment process in Indonesia. 4 days ago, at the Asian Summit meeting, the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnerships, RCEP, was signed as a further reaction to the Trans-Pacific Partnership bloc that former U.S. President Barack Obama had pushed to strengthen the regional economy. The world is now looking forward to whether this virtual 2020 APEC meeting would produce meaningful steps to improve the world's economic condition shaken by the COVID-19 pandemic. Listener, that was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumati. Thank you for listening.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawwi intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, we meet again in Today in History over Voice of Indonesia. We start from an event on November 20, 1945, when the Nuremberg Proceedings Trials begins. The process of Nuremberg, or the Nuremberg Trials, was a series of trials of cases relating to the political, military, and economic leaders of Nazi Germany. The series of trials took place at the Nuremberg Courthouse in Nuremberg from 1945 to 1946. The first and most well-known in a series of trials held was the trial of the major war criminals before the International Military Tribunal, which tried to the top 24 important figures of Nazi Germany. The trial ran from November 20, 1945 to October 1, 1946. That's moving on to November 20, 1962, when Cuban Sea blockade ended. The Cuban Missile Crisis is a crisis that occurred in 1962 as a result of the Cold War between the United States and the Soviet Union. The crisis started after it emerged that the United States had sponsored an attack on Cuba's Pig Bay. Despite the failure, this invasion angered the Soviet Union as the world communist leader and the Cuban people themselves. In September 1962, Nikita Khrushchev, Prime Minister of the Soviet Union, declared to the United States President John F. Kennedy that any subsequent attack on Cuba would be judged as an act of war. Shortly thereafter, the Soviet Union immediately deployed medium-sized missiles equipped with nuclear warheads on Cuba. Negotiations between these two bitter enemies were tough, as both sides felt ready to go to war and did not want to reduce their demands. On October 28, 1962, Khrushchev declared that the Soviet Union was willing to move its nukes, provided the U.S. promised not to invade Cuba. The blockade officially ended on November 20, 1962, when all missiles had been removed from Cuba. Let's enter in history on November 20, 2006, when the U.S. President George W. Bush visited Indonesia. U.S. President George Walker Bush met with President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono at the Bogor Palace on November 20, 2006. The six-hour short meeting discussed various matters, namely investment, development of new energy sources, and a tsunami early warning system. Together with First Lady Laura Bush, U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, and U.S. Ambassador Lynn B. Pascoe, President George W. Bush boarded a helicopter from Halim Perdana Kusuma Air Base to Bogor. Bush's arrival to Indonesia shows Indonesia's important positions in the international world. Listener, that was Today in History. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Denganmu tenang, tak terfikir dunia ini. Imajinasi telah menghanyutkanku, mimpiku sempurna, tak seperti orang biasa. Karenamu seperti orang biasa. Aku berbeda. Aku berbeda.
imajinasi telah menghanyutkanku, mimpiku sempurna. Tak seperti orang biasa. Fikirkan indah tentang surga, seakan-akan di sana. Berhayal semua tentang jiwa ku tenang.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia today on the 35th Trade Expo Indonesia Virtual Exhibition successfully noted a total of transaction worth $678.1 million. Indonesian Minister of Trade Agus Suparmanto officially closed the 35th Trade Expo Indonesia Virtual Exhibition TEIVE in Jakarta on Monday. Until the last day of its implementation, this year's TEIVE has recorded a total transaction value of $678.1 million. Minister Agus expressed his gratitude and high appreciation to all parties who participated and supported this activity. This year, Trade Expo Indonesia Virtual Exhibition managed to record a temporary transaction value $678.1 million, covering trade in goods, investment, and services. This value will continue to increase considering that there are several transactions still in the negotiation stage until the closing of the product exhibitions on December 10, 2020. The minister said, in this TEIVE, the countries with the highest trade transactions in goods are Japan, Egypt, Australia, Malaysia, and Netherlands, while the products with the largest transaction value are paper, coffee, vehicle and vehicle components, strategic industrial products, and spices. Until the last day, the 35th TEIVE had been visited by 7,156 people from 127 countries. The largest number of visitors came from India, followed by Pakistan and the United States. Minister Agus Suparmanto explained that various other activities were also carried out in this 35th TEIVE. These activities include the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding with the Director General of National Export Development, with the Indonesian Chambers of Commerce and Industry, Trade, Tourism and Investment Forum, the launch of the IDN store platform, business forums, business outreach activities, and virtual business meetings between the Indonesian Migrant Workers Protection Agency and buyers from Asia, Africa, and the Middle East and Europe. The minister also expressed his appreciation to foreign trade representatives who were actively promoting the 35th TEIVE by holding various activities, such as socializing the TEIVE in countries respectively, assisting buyers in finding Indonesian products, opening a help desk, and holding business gatherings. Synergy, coordination, and collaboration between the government and business actors in increasing national export will continue to be improved in the future. Therefore, export performance will continue to increase and contribute to driving the wheels of the national economy. Listener, that was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Setiap waktu, setiap malam, hatiku tenang jika mengingatmu, oh sayangku. Ku butuh kamu. Kau usah peluku.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello, my listener. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today's edition, I would like to introduce Pasang Culinary. Listener, traveling to South Sulawesi, particularly Makassar City, you don't have to forget to taste its various typical culinary. One of them is Pasang. Pasang is a kind of porridge food. The main raw ingredient is pulut corn or typical sticky corn of Makassar. This culinary is usually eaten in the morning as breakfast or as a snack in the afternoon. It is very delicious to eat while it is still warm. The main ingredient is pulut corn, namely the corn with white seeds. The texture of the corn is softer than yellow sweet corn. Besides pulut corn, pasang is also made from wheat flour, sugar, and salt. To make it, you just soak the corn overnight. Then you must boil it and add some coconut milk and pandan leaves. Then it is cooked with a mixture of flour and water. Then add enough salt and vanilla until it is cooked. Pasang is served in a thick form like rice porridge, but the texture of the corn still looks intact. Then sprinkle it with sugar based on the taste you like. It can also be given other variations, such as grated cheese, messy chocolate, sweetened condensed milk, chocolate powder milk, spices, or eggs. When it is eaten, it tastes so delicious, sweet with a smooth and thick texture. Basang can also be enjoyed for a breakfast menu of someone who is getting sick. Currently, it is not easy to find basang in restaurants because basang sellers sell it on the motorbikes around villages. The price of one cup of basang is relatively cheap, about 5,000 to 10,000 rupiah. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today's edition entitled Basang Culinary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Sudah lama ku percaya cinta hanya sebuah kata, tak nyata makna di dalamnya. Dusta cipta Adam dan Hawa, dan kau datang mengubah hampir segalanya. Karena hadirmu membawa tanya, ku bermimpi dengan mata yang terbuka. Ku melayang di atas awan tanpa terbang. Ku telah jatuh cinta tanpa kau harus berusaha. Kau batangnya menjadi rasa, ku cari arti dari semua ini. Rasa tinggi karena kau di sini. Kau beri kesempatan hati untuk kembali mencintai. Dan kau datang mengubah hampir segalanya. Karena hadirmu membawa tanya. Oh, oh. Ku bermimpi dengan mata yang terbuka. Melayang di atas awan tanpa terbang. Ku tak jatuh cinta tanpa kau harus berusaha. Jatuh cinta tanpa kau harap.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned for your listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, welcome back to Miss Eleni. Today, we are going to inform you about two Ambony students making achievements in the international arena. Stay tuned with us. Two Indonesian students from Ambon, Maluku, made achievements in the international arena in the 2020 International Conference of Young Social Scientists. Both of them are Angelica Hitijahubesi and Fyodori Liawal. These students, who are currently pursuing junior high school education at the Genius School, won second place in the field of psychology with a research entitled Mechanics Effect in Improving Cognitive Pattern Recognize. Chairperson of the Genius School Committee, Edwin Matatula, said in Ambon Tuesday that Mechaniki is a digital game prototype developed by Azalia Herma and Dr. F.X. Ivan, Ph.D. Mechaniki focuses on using patterns and numbers as symbols and has an interesting storyline. In this study, Mechaniki was used to improve cognitive abilities in pattern recognition. According to Edwin, based on research, this game is able to improve the cognitive ability of pattern recognition of elementary school students from Eastern Indonesia by 37.4%. However, this research will continue to be studied further. It was explained that this research emerged after the two students played the Mechaniki game. Then they were interested in introducing it to others. In this study, they examined the effects of Mechaniki's game on elementary students from Eastern Indonesia. Edwin Mataluta further said that this proud achievement was inspirable from the Ambon City government's policies in the education sector. The International Conference of Young Social Scientists is a competition for youth scientific work in the fields of psychology, history, geography, sociology, and economics, which is designated for the best high school students around the world. The 2020 International Conference of Young Social Scientists is the third time it has been held since 2018. This year, it was held in Serbia. Students who become participants are representative of the country or cannot be sent individually. In 2019, with the same research, Angelica and Fyodori won the first place in the 2019 Youth Papua Research Competition and became participant in the 2019 National Youth Research Competition. Then, this achievement led them to an international event held in Serbia. They competed with participants from 8 other countries, namely Guam, Macau, Malaysia, Slovenia, Turkey, Republic of Moldova, and Mexico. That was Miscellany for today. Thanks for listening.
Restau terenak, membaca di sudut paling tenang, menonton pertunjukan musik, telusuri jalanan dari malam hingga pagi.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice Listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to play a regional song from South Sumatra, entitled Nak Chang Manolagi, to be sung by Desvi and rearranged by Sakti. The song Nak Chang Manolagi tells about the disappointment of a woman over the bad deeds of a man whose parents choose. The woman already knows the bad characters of the man, but she could refuse him to become her husband. The song composed by Hanani from Palembang, West Sumatra. Well, listeners, here is Desvi and Sakti with the song entitled Nak Chang Manolagi. Enjoy the song.
Sekali ku diam ke dua kali ku jingok ke lama-lama aku jadi kesel, aku jadi pegel. Apa memang sifat awak pecah itu? Kurang apa aku ini segala masih baik, nak cak mano lagi. Tapi apa nak dikata, kau pilihan waktu aku. Walau aku sudah tahu dari dulu memang cak itu, nak cak mano lagi, nak cak mano lagi. Kurang apa aku ini segala mano lagi. Tapi apa nak dikata, kau pilihan waktu aku. Walau aku sudah tahu dari dulu memang cak itu, nak cak mano lagi, nak cak mano lagi. Nak cak mano lagi, nak cak mano lagi. Nak cak mano lagi.
Voice of Indonesia.
Pernah ku kira
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention. And after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.